Mr. Cologne. I'm on my way.
All right. Well on the way, I'd venture.
Let me be, Mr. Cologne. You weaken. Don't, Mr. Cologne.
I'm sure the young master has you nicely greased, as you know. Oh, Betty. You'd hardly feel me going in. We with a quim in the morning, Mr. Cunningham, sir. Just a thing to clear your head,
Thank you. does its thing with a swing, and everything you see and do is on a different way you never ever seen before.
He's not your ordinary stick uptown type of brother. Don't think twice, cause you'll never find another.
Cause the man behind the mask you never ever seen before.
Looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a brand new car and a $2 bill, yeah. No spot right over the hill. That's soda pop and the dancing free. So if you want to have fun, come along with me. So hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Ain't no good for you, but that saint a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Excuse me, soldier, I wonder if you could tell me where the congressman's son is.
Send what six?
Darling, would you register for us?
Just a moment.
Ward six?
You can't go in there.
No, look at
that. Who are you?
Who am I? I am the pro from Dover,
well,
and this is my
you.
Favorite caddy.
You can't
caddy.
Go until I call Captain Peterson.
No, look,
wait
call Captain Peterson.
Wait a second. Wait, if the soldier wants to enforce their own orders, I'm going to take her on single-handedly.
Wait a minute. Party mercy, don't do it.
You are finished. You are
cut. He's one trooper, but I
grab it to the body, lady.
I'll call the police.
Lady.
You can't in here. You can't.
Such a
who are you?
Lady.
I'm going to call Captain
Peterson. Coming.
You stay away from me.
And I'm going to swallow it and kill it.
Oh,
Captain Peterson, please. Captain Peterson.
What are you two hooligans doing in this hospital?
Ma'am, we are surgeons and we are here to operate. We're just waiting for a starting time. That's
well, you
all.
Can't even go near a patient until Colonel Merrill says it's okay. And he's still out to lunch.
Look, Mother, I want to go to work in 1 hour. We are the pros from Dover and we figure to crack this kid's chest and get out to the golf course before it gets dark. So you go find the gas passer and you have him premedicate this patient. Then bring me the latest pictures on him. The ones we saw must be 48 hours old by now. Then call the kitchen and have them rustle us up some lunch. Ham and eggs will be all right. Steak would be even better. And then give me at least one nurse who knows how to work in close without getting her tits in my way.
Oh, you fool.
How do you want your steak cooked?
Take a few walks. looking good so far. Scoop slam. Stinger hit the ropes. And that great leap in the building once again.
You know, I talked to a friend of mine who works for Variety.
Here's the one, two.
I talked to a friend of mine who works for Variety magazine, the big Hollywood trade journal. They say Sting's acting career has really taken off with his hair, his face. Well, my friend says he could easily be the next Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, please. The fact is, he could easily be the next world, U.S., whatever title he wants to have.
This is what we've been waiting for.
The boots. Don Dillinger putting the boots to somebody. I don't believe it.
Call security. Oh, no, wait. He is security.
And did you notice how the total packages lumberjacks immediately ran over to that side of the ring to rescue the package himself?
We've seen everything. We have seen everything now. And we're not done yet.
I'm still wondering who's in that limo, but this match is so good, I guess we can't talk about that right now.
Well, yeah, we can wonder and we can bring it up, but we need to focus on the return of Sting, who I think is looking phenomenal in his first match back in many, many months.
I give him his due. He's looking great in there.
Remember,
especially for a guy who doesn't wrestle all the time. Looking fantastic.
Remember about the way he left, and now he's in no man's land here. He left with a bat to the side of the head and the back by looking at the middle broken hand. And now a fight has broken down here. The Lumberjacks fighting amongst themselves here. Sting has been thrown back in the ring.
I've got you before.
Sting got hit with so many casts, he's walking around like he's plastered right now.
What is this?
He's not involved in this.
Yeah, there's no cast on his hand at all.
Yeah, you tell him he's not involved. I double dog dare you.
Yeah, might go up and stand in Tank Abbott's way. Say, no, Mr. Abbott, don't come down to the ringside, please. Say that. Hello, Doug.
Oh!
Oh, goodbye, Doug. He just wiped out Doug Dillon.
Look at the smile on his face. Who's that all about?
Now, what's he going to do? Is he going to... Now he's leaving. He walked all the way down here to knock out Doug Dillon.
Well, security kind of tried to take advantage of Tank Abbott not too long ago. Tank Abbott never, ever forgets. He always evens the score, no matter how long it may take. He evened his score with Dillinger tonight.
In the ring, the Lumberjacks. The match goes on. The Lumberjacks are fighting outside of the ring. They are fighting out towards the entranceway. Doug Dillinger's being helped off, and now the Lumberjacks is broken down. Wait a minute. Hold on now.
Where the river runs too black, I take school books from your pack, plastics and wire in your kiss, the breath of eternity on your lips, in the crowded marketplace. I drift from face to face. I hold my breath and close my eyes. I hold my breath and close my eyes. And I wait for paradise. And I wait for paradise. I reach and feel your hand. smell lingers in the air. I brush your cheek with my fingertips. I taste the void upon your lips. And I wait for paradise. And I wait for paradise.
You know it's up to you. I think it's only fair. apologize to her, because she loved you, and you know that can't be bad. She loves you, and you know you should be glad. Ooh. She loved you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loved you, yeah, yeah, yeah. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
True lasting American value that's left, buying things. People spending money they don't have on things they don't need. Money they don't have on things they don't need so they can max out their credit cards and spend the rest of their lives paying 18% interest on something that costs $12.50. And they didn't like it when they got it home anyway. Not too bright, folks. Not too fucking bright. But if you talk to one of them about this, if you isolate one of them, you sit them down rationally, and you talk to them about the low IQs and the dumb behavior and the bad decisions, right away they start talking about education. That's the big answer to everything. Education. They said, we need more money for education. We need more books, more teachers, more classrooms, more schools. We need more testing for the kids. You say to them, well, you know, we've tried all of that, and the kids still can't pass the test. They say, oh, don't you worry about that. We're going to lower the passing grades. And that's what they do in a lot of these schools now. They lower the passing grades so more kids can pass. More kids pass, the school looks good, everybody's happy, the IQ of the country slips another 2 or 3 points, and pretty soon all you'll need to get into college is a fucking pencil. Got a pencil? Get the fuck in there. It's physics. Then everyone wonders why 17 other countries graduate more scientists than we do. Education. Politicians know that word. They use it on you. Politicians have traditionally hidden behind three things: the flag, the Bible, and children. No child left behind. No child left behind. Oh, really? Well, it wasn't long ago you were talking about giving kids a head start. Head start, left behind. Someone's losing fucking ground here. But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, that the real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media news, all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table to figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Man. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Do you know where the fuck you are? Wake up! Time to die!
Last night, when we were young, love was a star, a song unsung. Life was so new, so real, so right. Ages ago, last night, today, the world is old. And time grew cold. Where is that star that seemed so bright? Ages ago, last night, to think that spring had depended on merely this, a look, a kiss. To think that something so splendid could slip away in one little daybreak. So now let's reminisce and recollect the sighs and the kisses, the arms that clung.
The devil, it was really no big thrill. The surely not your friend, but share with me your morbid love. We are the living dead.